What's in your thoughts? Oh, what's in your mind? What fills your head and what leaves it behind? It's too much today. It's too much today.
Hey there, listeners. Welcome back to Filling in the Gaps Rerolled. We hope you've had some great gaming since the last time you listened, and if you're new, welcome to the table. We are not an actual play podcast, but we hope that our podcast can help you actually play. We're a couple of DMs who create stories and sessions based on a randomized theme and scenario table that we pick from with using 2d20. It's a great way to get your creative juices flowing and flex your DMing muscles. With that, let's go ahead and introduce ourselves. My name is David. I'm going to be our transition host for this episode.
I'm Malcolm. I'm on themes.
And I'm Dia Mamba or Sam, rolling on your scenarios table today.
So to kick us off today, we're going to have our nice little warm-up question. And today, I've picked kind of a slightly modified version of one that was submitted by our very own Combi Zombie. If you could pick a single spell from the D&D world that you could cast an appropriate number of times per spell level. So, let's say a first level spell, you could cast it 9 times a day, second, 8, third, 6, all the way down, once per day for 9th, or a cantrip any number of times. What spell would you pick?
Fly?
That's a loaded question.
Fly sounds pretty good. Everyone's going to say, like, you should pick Wish, but Wish also has the chance of removing all magic forever from you. So you can't just do it for all time. So there's constantly a risk. Flight would be awesome. And then I can literally fly. It doesn't matter anymore. That or like a phantasm. Something that gets me places faster. I don't like driving. And walking's okay. But I don't want to do it forever. What you thinking, Sam?
Like I said, that was a loaded question. But I'm kind of thinking of haste, perhaps. Just, you know, you get two of everything. I don't know, suggestion's always a good one. I don't know. There's too many spells, and I play bards most of the time, so it's not like...
I was gonna guess you'd say ghost sound so that you could always have Mamba number 5 playing.
Thaumaturgy. It's just that all the time. All the windows and doors shut and lock, and you just hear a repeating sound of Mamba number 5, and that's how I kill all my enemies.
What's the one where you, like, duplicate yourself, and then you could just have...
Mirror image?
No, but I want it to like actually make another me so it can do more stuff for me so I don't have to do it all the time.
Clone.
Okay, but American Dragon Jake Long did that episode and I don't trust it.
Okay, so did like that one movie, oh god, I'm gonna get just destroyed in the comments for this, of the comments of a podcast, wait a minute. But Multiplicity, I think it is, where they had like the 4 different people and they all have like different personalities, the same guy. Also, Gravity Falls also did that.
Ooh. Prestidigitation would also be a great one to do all over again.
That was going to be my answer. I was just going to say, it's so nice because cleaning sucks. And you could just wave your hand and everything's magically clean. You could totally make a career out of that,
I was going to say,
too.
You can open Dave's cleaning store and we'll get your thing done in 30 minutes or less, or it's for free and you just, you know, charge. God, you could just make a stealing out of that.
I will clean anything in 6 seconds.
I'll be with Thaumaturgy as your marketing scheme, so we'll just blast it out.
I'll fly around dropping flyers everywhere.
No, Malcolm, you got to get Gust to make the cleaning. Like, you have to make the mess. There you go. You go into someone's corporate building and you, like, you sneeze and everything's destroyed. David comes in 30 minutes later and is like, oh! I'll go in second. I'll be like, I know a guy, and I slip him David's card with Thaumaturgy, slip it in their brain so they can hear it. And there we go.
New brought up a really good spell, too, which is Snakes to Sticks. Really great if you're afraid of snakes.
Yeah, that's a solid point. I was going to say, for what you were describing for a second, Sam, is like that one Twilight Zone episode where the guy comes in and is like, I'm going to bring all your dead loved ones back to life. And everyone's like, actually, we'll pay you not to do that. And he's like, cool, I won't. And he's like, good thing I never knew how to do that anyway. And then they come back to life anyway because he turned out to know what he was doing. Oh, anyway, spoilers for Twilight Zone, but if you haven't seen in 50 years, I'm sorry. You're the expiration date's there.
Catapult would also be a fun one.
There's too many fun spells. It's...
I mean, any healing spell, too, would be great.
Oh, I can't believe I didn't think of, like, Cure Wounds or something. Because, yeah, you could just walk around and be like, I am the new world hero healer.
Create or destroy water, too. Just...
walk in the Sahara.
Let me go... can I buy this plot of land in the desert and just, you know, make it into a thriving habitat? Oh, this is also a good one. The fifth level spell, Shall We Roll?
Hey, let's do it!
Beautiful. Yes, so now we're going to jump to the part of our show. If this is your first time, Sam and Malcolm are going to be rolling 2d20, or 1d20 each, to come up with what we're going to put together from our themes and scenarios.
Today, I'll be rolling on the scenarios table, and I'm using my red and blue dice my DM Nick got me for Krimbus 1 year, and I rolled a lovely 13, a nice 1-3.
The most powerful dice of all time, the Morris dice, that is pink, is a 16. And yes, that had to be said in character voice.
I have been waiting for this one for so long.
Let's see what that is.
That is an interesting combination.
I love this. This is nuts.
Submitted by the Great Combi Zombie, we have Tea Time with Cthulhu as our theme, and submitted by me for our scenario, we have a WWE wrestling tournament. What is the first thing that comes to mind in a combination of a wrestling tournament for Tea Time with Cthulhu?
So Sam, you got this? I got an idea. All right, you go ahead.
My idea right now is focusing on Tabaxi's, Tabaxi world right now. Because for me, I name all my Tabaxi's after wrestling moves. Because they fit so well with the naming scheme. But I would love to see like an adventure set around Tabaxis and using a bunch of them. Because I don't think they're used as much as they should. And Tea Time with Cthulhu, I think... I'll let Malcolm say what you're going to say first. But I have a couple ideas as well for that.
Okay, so I thought of both of them together. Now, you might get upset at me for this. Because it's going to kind of sideline the wrestling competition part. But when I imagine Tea Time with Cthulhu, that just means like having a good time hanging out together. And I think what better place to hang out together than a big wrestling competition? You're not in the competition. You're just hanging out at the competition with Cthulhu for some reason.
I like that idea. I just think it would be hard for the players to get invested in it because you're just sitting in bleachers the whole time. I think it's you're at Tea Time with Cthulhu, you know, you're drinking tea, and all of a sudden, when you blink, you wake up, and you are inside the wrestling ring, and Cthulhu is all the way up in, like, the bleachers, you know, in, the, like, a box seat, and Cthulhu's like, ladies and gentlemen, you know, Cthulhu right now is Vince McMahon, and he, like, announces that you guys are now participating in this wrestling ring, or this wrestling tournament. It could even be the King of the Ring tournament they just had too recently, or the Royal Rumble would be a great one, especially for your grapplers. If you're going to go solely off of different WWE matches, you got ladder matches too, which would be great for dexterity players. So I would build a whole wrestling card based on all of this and have Cthulhu be like, if you guys can survive all of this, then we can like, then I can do you a favor. Or, you know.
I got something for you here as a quick pass back to that, because I like where you're going with the wrestling angle, and I would like to kind of like how they have Hell in a Cell. Tea Time with Cthulhu is their Hell in a Cell. So it's like, it's time for Tea Time with Cthulhu. So like all
that's the main event. There you go.
It's kind of like Mortal Kombat. You have like Eldritch monsters kind of come in and you have to wrestle them.
Oh, of course. You have like a John Cena one that disappears halfway through the match and turns invisible, and you're like, huh, you can't see him. And then all of a sudden, it's like, you get punched in the face, and you're on your back, and next thing you know, you see two legs jumping over you. Now there's five fingers waving in front of your face. Did I just get...
Whose fingers are they?
Yeah, whose fingers are they? All you can see is a five-knuckle shuffle.
I like this. Okay, so yeah, we're basically making Mortal Kombat, but I am totally down for this.
And then the winners of the tournament get to go face very much like Spider-Man 1, with the Bone Saw. You know, gets to challenge him for like maybe like a 5-minute match or something like that.
I think,
and that's like that's the Cthulhu part of like the it's a time match, and if you can survive as long, because Cthulhu's a god, you're not going to win. But maybe he's like putting parameters of like it's a 5-minute match. You put on your timer for 5 minutes. And if your players can, like, stand through Cthulhu, like, in a wrestling ring for 5 minutes, then they can get ask him a favor. They can get, you know, do something. And throughout this whole thing, he's drinking tea, but you have to follow, like, tea time schedules. And just, it's like, just destroying him.
That is a lot of fun.
Cthulhu is also a god of madness. So, like, having the environment and things shift around. We've done this a bit before with other gods, but it's because gods are so cool and they can totally control reality. So having things shift and change, and then like all of a sudden you're like, everything's weird. Everything's random because it's a world of madness. You just kind of play with that aspect a bit. What are your thoughts on that, David?
So for me, the first thing that comes to mind is the madness you talked about. And a big thing in like all of the Cthulhu stories is just going insane at kind of seeing these things. And the stories always frame it in like, it's fear, you're afraid. But what better way to make your kind of roster of wrestlers than to have just a bunch of people who go insane and start launching into these stories and feuds in basically this madhouse? So every wrestler was once an adventurer that wanted to go and meet with Cthulhu for whatever reason, and they just lost it. And now they're stuck here in this wrestling show. They don't know it's a show. They don't. It's not an actual show. But they have all these storylines that they juggle because they're kind of lost their minds.
Yeah, and Cthulhu has people like who can heal, but he never heals their mind. So once you go insane, then you've lost it. So I, of course, keep the insanity points. I'd bring this in. I would personally use this as a D&D, like, adventure. I would use the 5e rules, but I'd bring in the insanity points from Cthulhu and maybe some other rules. But I think what would work really well is the consequences versus the actions a part of Cthulhu, of where your players are narrating exactly what they're doing before they roll, and as soon as they roll, that's when the DM takes over the story part. Mm-hmm. And, you know, tells like, so they're like, all right, so I jump up on the top rope and I go for a frog splash. Then they roll and they fail the roll. And then that's when the DM can go, right, your opponent actually catches you and does a small package pin on you. Now roll a death save. So, instead of like dying, if you get grappled with like a pin, you have 3 chances to roll out of that.
Oh, nice.
That could be the death. And if you lose, maybe that's when you take a point of insanity. Mm. Or if someone does a successful move on you, so say the John Cena version, you know, gets a 5-knuckle shuffle on you, that's when you roll for insanity again, because these moves are like out of this world. Instead of a normal one, you know, he goes, bounces off the ropes at like super speed, jumps up like 10 feet tall or whatever, 10 feet high, and comes down and lands that punch on you, and then your mind just goes nuts because you've just seen this like traumatic event.
So these powers, I like the idea of it being like they gain powers from meeting with Cthulhu, from their tea time with Cthulhu, and it drives them insane and they come here. So you have a John Cena who became this character because they can turn invisible, and you have an Undertaker who gained the ability to never die.
Which is very much like his character right now. You can't give it up. One more match! Please stop! No! He's doing it anyway! You got a Brock Lesnar? Oh, you can do like a shifter? You know? Very primordial beast hat, maybe like half lycanthrope, like it's kind of paused in between. Mm-hmm. A full-on transformation, but it's like this giant whatever animal you want, lion, bull, something like that, where it's just the beast, and all he does is like charge straight forward. Goldberg is an easy one to do. You could just do like a robot or something like that, and it's just a jackhammer. Like, that's all he does. Spear, jackhammer, and it's done. What you do is maybe you start watching like first. Like, you come in, you have your meeting set up with Cthulhu. He's like, all right, dress code's an act, bring your tea time wares, you know, he starts pouring tea, everything like that. It's like a beautiful tea time set, and then you just, he turns, and as he turns, your scene turns, and you see that you're like now in a box seat of a wrestling tournament. And she shows you like this, these monsters wrestling, but, and you just see these grotesque items or monsters doing the thing, very much like maybe like Yu Yu Hakusho, like the demon tournament type thing. And you see something crazy, you know, someone gets their head ripped off and gets pinned that way, or someone does a backbreaker and it like actually breaks their back, and you see the spine go through the front of the chest.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, ah, yes, if you want to continue this conversation, you're going down there and wrestling, and you're going to be part of this tournament. You're going to be my guys. I'm putting you in here, and we'll see if you win. If you win, and you win this tournament for me and get me that championship belt, then I'll do you a favor. And if you don't, well, look what happened to that guy. And you see just like a crazy John Cena who's obsessed with not being seen or being the best wrestler there, you know. And he's like, if you lose your mind forever type, you're my wrestler forever. And you see The Undertaker, and you just see him like dragging a coffin slowly, and he's falling down, and you see his like arms falling off, and he reattaches it, and he's wrestling until he can't wrestle anymore. Ah, that would be such a cool scene to for your players, and just like roll your insanity.
The Undertaker would be a really cool character if this is like an ongoing thing. Where he does have that coffin, he drags it up, and whenever you die in the ring, he just throws your corpse in the coffin, brings you back, and then you get fixed so that you have to go back out and fight again.
The Undertaker doesn't fight anymore, so you just have it be that he's just the guy who carries away the body.
Yeah, but he's so connected into it that, like, if he was given the go to go back in the ring, he would.
Oh, totally. Also, for this, I would like to posit the idea of not Cthulhu having any stakes in this, but instead just being like, do it for my entertainment, because I want you to. I want you to go into the death game and play for my entertainment. I want to watch as you slowly go mad trying to solve how to get out of here. And if you do that, then I'll give you one thing. What is the thing? Maybe it's a wish. Maybe it's a favor. Who knows? I'm Cthulhu. Ah.
Or the reason that they came here is that it's like their last resort to like power up to beat their big bad. But a side effect of the power is this insanity. And that's why they have to go in. But if they're able to win in the ring, then like the winner of the championship gets cured of the insanity.
I think that's fair. I think
that's
the
nice. Yeah, and if they go in as a team, they could be a stable. So, like, if one person wins, then they can all win.
Or a tag, make it a tag team championship.
Oh, that'd yeah. be great!
Your party has to decide when to switch to different characters in their roster.
They better pick right.
If anyone gets pinned and loses the three count, then they'll just lose.
But real quick, what I was trying to say for the manager position is I don't want it to be lost that Cthulhu, tea time with Cthulhu is a thing. So having it be like a business meeting first of like, oh great, you're here, blah, blah, blah. And like, here's the rules. Do this and get down there. I think would be good for that. But I really like the idea. Oh yeah,
totally. I think you could even between matches, you know, it's Cthulhu. He owns like, he warps time and space. You could even go back and be like, you know, like the like they call in wrestling is like the gorilla stage, where Vince McMahon would come and talk to wrestlers after they've wrestled, or whoever is running the show at that, whoever, like whatever organization, they go and they talk about it with you, be like, hey, that shot was really bad, or that spot you botched type thing. You could even have that back and be like, oh wow, you guys really pulled off that ladder match, like you guys almost got caught. But you're lucky your rogue was able to misty step up there or whatever, you know. That's when you can grab feats and such. And then if you have your barbarian, he's like, who wants to enter the Royal Rumble? And your barbarian's like, I'll go in. And that's when you can roll and you can have contestants go back and forth. And even as a DM, I'd have your players sometimes play against each other. So you can hand them like a random character sheet and be like, hey, you're number 5 in the Royal Rumble. And you're going in, and then they're like facing each other type thing.
That would be fun.
The only thing is you have to have players who are willing to like dive into those roles, because you don't want it to be like, and I throw myself off the ring and I lose. So my teammate can win. I'm like, so if you have players who are willing to suspend their character for a second and hop to someone else, that'd be a great time to do that. I think that'd be a lot of fun.
I mean, also the thing you could do is It's Cthulhu. You throw yourself out of the ring. Congratulations. You're back into the ring now. You fell from the sky back onto the other person.
Yeah, that's perfect. Yeah. And then you can have these ladder matches which are dexterity based. And you could even have, if you have someone who doesn't really know wrestling, you can have them become a manager and then they use intellect and charisma. So now you have a Paul Heyman type. And if they have like, you know, if they have a higher intelligence, like a wizard, you have them use their intelligence score for all their speeches to get the fans hyped for their wrestler or for the team.
That's really rather. Good.
And, or if they're like, you know, charisma based, you have the bard be that, you know, type thing.
Would be interesting if they chose instead to put, like, they're like, no, we're going to use our NPC friend. He's going to be our wrestler. The whole thing was just about hyping him up through Cthulhu. Boblin the Goblin's going to wreck you all. You'll see.
Oh, God, not Boblin. yeah, I think that's this is like a lot of fun. So you can use, is it called a roper? Is that what? Yeah, so you can use a roper stats for a wrestler, which grapple and everything like that. So you can, I would just, you know, find monsters with great, you know, grappling or breath weapons. Dragons are great in this sense as well. Force magic type thing, like even a wizard, you could have, you know, a tabaxi as the shiny wizard would be great. And just name your, I would name a bunch of tabaxis after wrestling moves mm-hmm. and have a good time. You could have your John Cena's You Can't See Me. All of those. Just go look up popular wrestlers and just copy them for, you know, people. And then just make them grotesque and wacky for Cthulhu. And like Cthulhu, like you said, Malcolm, if Cthulhu sees that you're letting your team win and such like that, then they can be like, well, you find yourself back in the ring. Or, you know, and like Cthulhu's playing the ref. Cthulhu's playing the general manager. He's playing all the roles. So he's Vince McMahon to the 10th degree.
Mm-hmm. If you don't want to do Cthulhu because you're strange for some reason, or you just don't like Cthulhu, there are a lot of instances of a character essentially being Mr. McSpidelic, which, if you don't know that name, magical elf that is very dangerous. Or imp, I guess they are. He's an imp, technically. Fifth dimensional imp? Yeah. So, yeah. You just pick, like, a very powerful being. It doesn't have to be Cthulhu. Obviously, Cthulhu's hilarious, so we're keeping Cthulhu. But, yeah, just a note for DMs who didn't think that that might work. It still works.
The first match could be a table match where you're at the tea table with Cthulhu, and all of a sudden, this wrestler comes and picks up your guy, and you have two rolls to escape his grasp before you get slammed through a table, and that's how you're introduced. And you get slammed through the tea table.
I love the idea that it's just like right after you like agree to it, you're like, and Cthulhu's like, you're going to do this? And you're like, yeah, yeah, that'll be fun. This dude just walks up behind Cthulhu and just slams you. You're like, what was this? And he's like, you agreed. It's already begun. You're in the match right now.
When you said it was the first match was going to be a table match, I pictured like them looking down at the ring and there's just two tables in the ring. And then the two mimics that are in the ring start fighting. And it's just tables going.
Oh, but that'd be great, though. You know, you go under the ring, and it could be like a labyrinth down there. You know, you go under the ring, and you're like, and you see five tables, kendo sticks, all these different things. You see, you know, any weapon they could think of, you could think of, like pole arms, whatever. But some of them are mimics, and you pull out this bat wrapped in barbed wire. And as you swing it, it keeps its momentum carrying, and it brings itself to, like, your neck as you follow through, and it takes a chunk out of your neck. You know, that's its attack, is it keeps its momentum going, and it hits you. You hit yourself, basically.
Everything's a trick in Cthulhu's realm, so yeah, totally. I like this. I like most of them, but I like this. What else do we have? Wrestlers are not my area of expertise. We really hit the big two I know, which are... John Cena and The Undertaker, so...
You have an Earth Ganassi who walks out. He's extra stony. He's The Rock.
Yep, The Rock, The Rock.
You have a Naga who like, their power they got from Cthulhu was
Randy
wings.
Orton.
No, I was actually going to go, this is Jimmy the Snake.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Viper, Randy Orton, you know, magical snake guy, too. You could have some fey creature with a mask who's short. a gnome or something as Rey Mysterio, who could, like, uses Misty Step to get around the ring really fast.
Our editor has added in a werewolf, possibly Randy Savage.
Oh, Randy Savage, yeah, yeah. You got to have a Hulk Hogan, unfortunately. I think everyone knows who Hulk Hogan is.
It's just though, Hulk Hogan.
You know.
As he is.
It's still just Hulk Hogan. He is Cthulhu.
You better believe it, brother. Macho Man, you can put in there. Everyone loves Macho Man. Macho Man is Randy Savage. Wow.
Yep. But you could also have Black Machismo in there, too. Jay Lethal. Gosh, that was... I don't know if you ever watched Jay Lethal, but he's really great at mimicking, like, wrestlers. So one time he came out and just talked like Randy Orton, and he's like, I'm not Randy Orton. I'm Jay Lethal Black Machismo. You're like, what? And then he had a woo-off with Ric Flair, which is one of the... If you haven't watched that, stop the podcast, watch that, and then come back to us, because...
You can't keep telling people to not listen to our podcast.
I said pause it and come back. Finish the podcast, then watch it, and then listen to us again. How's that? Two listens now.
Yeah, that's good. Tell all friends, right. Yeah.
Tell your friends. Leave us a 5-star review, then come back and listen to us again.
And then just keep cycling. If you've listened to it and you get to this part again, just leave a new 5-star review, make a new account.
But yeah, I think we can also circle around back to the tea party. So Cthulhu's still having tea with the other players who are not in the match right now. And that's why you can use your players to play the opponents of, you know, your other players and
stuff. Oh, so they're, like, in the box?
Yeah, so they're, like, maybe floating over the ring in a different dimension type thing. And Cthulhu is just, you know, casually sipping tea, and he's telling you the rules of a tea party. You know, you always, sir, you pass around to the left or to the right. You know, pinky isn't really a thing. You have to stir up and down rather than side to side. And if you, like, clink, like, if you fail a dexterity contest and clink your spoon to your cup or something like that, then maybe you roll sanity again and he does something to you. He's like, you know, you never dunk your scone into your tea. All these rules are he's going over while the other person is fighting for their life in the ring. And he's just having casual conversation with everyone else.
I love how we've kind of split Cthulhu into this, like, super casual, chill, but very formal person. And then down there, he's like, come on, yeah, let's see some wrestles.
Well, I think maybe even Mystic Man is a warlock whose patron is Cthulhu, and that's why he's not, that's why he hasn't died yet, and that's why he still has control over the wrestling scene in your world. His contract is, until WWE is bought out, I will not die, and I will not give power to anyone.
So... Quick possible rewrite. So would it be the cult of Cthulhu putting on this ceremony, and then you're, like, picked up by Cthulhu, where he's just like, you want to watch? You want to be in it? Like, thing? Or
yeah, what? You know, it could be where... So I had a player who used to... He couldn't play always with us. So when he could, he just always have a different character that popped in time. And one time he played a kobold based off of Vince McMahon, and I can't remember the name. But his whole thing was, I'm going to get a large talent of wrestlers and start a wrestling company in your world. And so he'd go into the party and he'd, like, just be like, oh, man, I need you to, can you just sign this for me real quick? And he got two of the party members to accidentally sign up to become wrestlers in a magically sealing contract where they had to, like, perform for him for, like, gold and such. And it was really funny because they were like, what just happened? And I'm like, you wake up with spandex shorts on and knee pads and elbow pads, and you have a desire now to go find someone and fight. And so maybe it's you were tricked by this fantasy Vince McMahon or whatever we want to call him. I don't know if we can actually use his name. So
Vince McMonster.
We'll just call him a tabaxi named No Chance in Hell. And... You're doing this. I don't have that character in my game. Shh. He's going around and he's getting people to sign up for his Cthulhu-based wrestling tournament, you know. And he's buying up all this land to make into, like, wrestling territories and promotions and such like that. And he's going around. And he's somehow convinced your party to, like, sign up for it. It could even be, like, magically charmed or something like that. And when they wake up, they're with Cthulhu, and Cthulhu's like, ah, yes, you have signed a legally contract, magical contract with me, and you are now a professional wrestler, working under my, I guess, you know, Archbishop, no chance in hell. You have to win this match, or you're legally, your mind is legally ours for the rest of your life, so hope you do well. And like that's like the general tea time that's going on, is an introduction to like how to wrestle. And you could have it where it's set up as like different matches, you know, scale up. So like you can envision the rings are all stacked up on each other. So when you get the first ring done, that's like the initial appetizers to the tea party. Then you jump up to the next level. It's like a more gruesome match. It's like crazy. It could be like a Hell in a Cell match where you're actually in hell and you see Asmodeus like bumping through the crowd with a sign. Go Cthulhu! That kind of thing.
This one came together really well.
Wait, though. But what if? Okay, so we have the idea of all the other people having lost themselves to madness. What if that just means that Cthulhu can just straight up possess their bodies, and that's where he's like, I get to fight more. This is more Cthulhu.
Well, yeah. So if your party loses, I mean, hate to be the bear bad news party, but those players are insane, and now are at the beck and call of this NPC, no chance in hell. And they travel now around the world, or your fantasy world, being wrestlers. And that could be a cool thing, or if your party like gets TPK'd or they lose their minds, you can have them go to a wrestling show and they can watch their characters like wrestle. And you know, it's like that's the thing. It's a high risk, high reward of if you win, you can win big. You'd have to make it like a big win or a big prize at the end. But if they lose, it's a big loss. Like your party, if they can't kick out of a pin in three turns, you know, it could be like an elimination tag match. So every player plays in a different match. It could be a Royal Rumble match and your barbarian is like, okay, I'll do this one. Your rogue's in a ladder match who can run up. Your fighter is in a different, you know, an Iron Man match or who can ever get the most pins match. You know, and you can have these wacky like table matches for someone else or something like that. And like, so you have those matches for the amount of players you have in your game. And if someone loses, they're like brought up and they start drinking tea with Cthulhu. And Cthulhu talks to them. And so you can have these split moments of RP going back to the competition. And they're talking to Cthulhu and he's just drops the bomb. He's like, oh yeah, if everyone on your team loses, all of you belong to me. But if one person wins, you get your sanity back. You're back to life or whatever. And you get like a prize. I wouldn't say a wish spell, but I'd say, you know, it could be something. Whatever your players are looking for that fits into your game, that's what they get, you know. And then you're like, all right, let's win this. But then, you know, every time they win, it gets harder. So it keeps getting harder and harder for them to win. And then you can have one last 5-on-5 tag match, Hell in a Cell tag match to see who wins. It's kind of a thing I would go with. And if you have the time and the money and the patience to, I would have this while playing. Like, I would be playing this game, you know, while having a tea party yourselves.
Oh, I thought you were going to say while wrestling. And I was like, that might be a bit difficult.
Well, maybe not. I wouldn't want anyone to get hurt. But I think you can all have, if you're professional wrestlers and want to do this, let us know how it goes while wrestling, while playing D&D. But if you're not, just have a tea party and have it like, you know, any clinking of the glass, you know, causes difficulty to go up. Make some real sanity. Bring it in as much realistic as possible.
Also wear a Cthulhu mask.
Yeah.
Just the DM. Okay. I think this one's wrapping up pretty nicely. Any final thoughts from either of you guys?
Well, we do have 20 minutes left, pretty
do
much.
Do we? I am. Wow. Okay. So let's keep going.
I have an idea for a slightly darker storyline for this. We still have the kind of normal idea where your party needs to go and get something from this cult. The cult is based in an asylum. And as you go in, you start to run into... you start to run into, like, just people who are, like, randomly saying stuff in the hallways. Like, you turn a corner, and there's a guy who's like, hey, you kissed my sister! And it's basically kind of that same idea of the telenovela that we had. Because that's basically what wrestling is. It's masculine telenovelas. And so they have these thoughts in their head on what's going on around them, and they start to take it out on you. And so you have to continue going through these increasingly more and more unhinged people to finally get to the end. And you're offered the choice of, like, sure, you can potentially get what you want, but if you do it wrong, you're going to end up like those people you wrestled on your way in here.
I think in a Salem Sinem would be pretty cool for where, like, you know, start off the thing. Because then you have that weird patient who's just, you know, pouring a glass of tea, saying, let me tell you a story. And then you get wrapped into it and you realize real quick, oh, shoot, this is Cthulhu. And then you can have, like, promo offs. You can try to get people to, you know, get fans to back you, all of that kind of stuff. And then I think there is an RPG wrestling game up there. Not RPG, a tabletop wrestling game, which you could probably weave in. I don't remember what it's called right now. But it has rules for getting the crowd on your side for wrestling matches. And I think you can weave that into it. You know, pick and choose the pieces.
And that could be fun, too. As you're handing out insanity to your players, start to change the environment. So it goes from this dingy, run-down, terrible asylum into an actual, like, arena with fans that they see but aren't actually there. And if they actually succeed at the end of this, the insanity goes away, and they're, like, in the middle of this cheering crowd that turns out to be an empty, like, gymnasium in the asylum.
So, I'm going to focus on a different asset of this, which is how to make the characters appear crazy. I think that what you could do, Multiverse Malcolm's what they call me. No one calls me that. But you could just pick, I think of all the NPCs and things we've created in past episodes, one of the ones that came to mind when you talked about walking past people was our good old boy from the Pokemon episode. You know, if you can beat me, then you have the true heart of a trainer. Like, having people from different places that clearly don't belong to the D&D world be around you and be like, I'm the best from where I'm from, is just like, what's happening? And that will definitely create the illusion of disillusionment and confusion, which is kind of what you're going for. Plus, you know, Cthulhu is a outer multiverse being, so it's not...
And you could even pull from, like, the memories of your characters, bringing in encounters they've had before, where it's like, we fought you, we killed you, but now we have to wrestle you again.
You could have, if you're really mean, you could have it be like siblings or like different people too, where it's like, oh, you abandoned us back at the orphanage and it burned down. It's like, it wasn't me. And they have like that drama.
I think if you have a cringy rogue, you know, the typical goth, you know, stabby stab rogue, you can bring back like characters if they've, you know, harmed in the back or in their past and such, but also I kind of want a Ginyu Force in here as well.
Oh, totally.
It'd just be so funny. Like, you can also play off evolution. There's so many wrestling tropes you can just go off of. The RPG game that I was thinking of, the tabletop RPG game, is called the Worldwide Wrestling RPG. So if you want to pull something of like that in there as well, it would be great. So my question is, though, what do you want for a DM who doesn't want to think of a reward and just wants to copy and paste it into their game? What could we give a player that would be beneficial to go through all of this tormenting? Like, what's preventing them from being like, no, thanks, I'll pass on this wrestling tournament and I will just let this happen and it doesn't concern us?
Well, it's easy to just throw a MacGuffin in. Like, whatever, like, there's a mad stone at the center of this that kind of is the source of this insanity, and if they can get to it and close the box that holds it, it stops the crazy, but it's also this, like, powerful magical artifact that can be used.
Well, that's also the championship belt.
Oh, of course. Of course. That, or having some sort of, like, I don't know, maybe they can get, like, not a few levels in Warlock, but again, a favor of a god's a really good thing to have to, like, in your back pocket. So that would be cool, or the ability.
A favor from Cthulhu that would not be warped or twisted. So a legitimate favor of his.
Which is basically a wish spell.
Well, yeah, there's parameters to it, but it's he will give you the best possible outcome for a situation rather than, you know, having to be very specific. If you're like, I'd like this war to stop, he will tell you the best possible way for you to stop this war without being like, I snap my fingers over, right? So you don't want it to be like the wish spell where like, if you're like, I want this war to be over, and then you just skip 20 years, the war's over, but it happened, you just skipped it, so it's over now.
Yeah, I was thinking much more along the lines of, if anyone here has played Tekken Tag, that's much more my speed of wrestling. The Tekken games, when they end, show the characters what they do with the winnings, and it's always like, well, now I can drag down my arch enemy. So, like, something like that, where it's like, you win, so here's your good ending, whatever you need to get that good ending of, like, I know one of them was like, a dude literally just gets buys enough money to build a gym where he can practice to learn to fight aliens, who he's the only one who believes aliens exist, which is very funny. But stuff like that, track down your arch enemy, like all that different stuff. It's not going to be like a straight up like, poof, here you go. It's much more of like, and now you're upgraded to do like a bunch of stuff. It could also be that
there isn't even a reward. Like this insanity. A big thing in like Cthulhu games and stuff is like rifts are opening that are allowing parts of these other worlds to come into our world. And so at the center of this wrestling experience, there's a rift that Cthulhu is slowly pulling open, and it's causing Relais to flood out into our world, and that insanity is just kind of spreading. And so your party goes in to stop it.
Okay, what if the two rifts that are opening up at the same time is, of course, WWE rift, but also like early 17th century England rift, where everyone's fancy and has, you know, tea is at its highest popularity, and you have people who want to, you know, do bare knuckle boxing, and that would be a great twist. So you're like talking to this English gentleman with a big powdered wig, high heels, white stockings, very much like that. And he's like, oh, yes, cheerio, good sir. My name's actually Cthulhu, Lord Cthulhu. And if you want me to close these rifts, it's quite simple. You just, dear boy, you have to win this little tournament. And then all of a sudden you look to your left and it's like, it's Monday Night Raw! In today's main event, it's whatever your adventuring party's name versus, you know, whatever. And it's like, Sunday, wrestling.
We're the Edgelords, the Lords of Edge!
You think you know me. Malcolm, yeah, that one lost you, huh? There's a popular wrestler called Edge, and his entrance goes, you think you know me, in the Metalingus place, but he just came back. People are pretty pumped about it.
No, I had no idea.
Yep. So you could play Edgelords like Edgelords, or you could have it like Edgelord. Lord Edge. That'd be hysterical. You could have him be his first character, which was Sexton Hardcastle.
What?
Yeah, when he wrestled for, I think, WCW, they originally packaged him as Sexton Hardcastle.
Stop the podcast. What is this?
That was his first wrestler name. They were like, hey, I think it's, yeah, I think you're great, but I think your name's going to be Sexton Hardcastle. And he's like, what? Yeah, that was his first packaging.
That's definitely a way to stand out.
You could also have it if your players aren't winning and they keep losing matches. So if you want to extend this into a longer than one, you know, session, and your players are just awful at wrestling, like you don't have any grapplers, it's like a party full of wizards. You could have it where if they're released from the company, they get released into like the abyss. You know, they get released into one of the rifts that Cthulhu sees at his opening and such like that. Mm-hmm. And that's like them dying. So in order to like prevent them from dying, they one have to keep winning and entertain the crowd of wherever this rift, whatever universe this rift is opening into. And two, they can't keep losing. If they keep losing and they get like off TVs, you know, or if they get like into the low card and they can't win and no one cares about them and they get released, then they're gone from the company and they're dead. So that's another incentive for your players to keep, you know, playing and not just, you know, goofing around, which, I mean, you could have funny characters in wrestling. There's gimmicks all around, but you also have, like, a real chance of dying.
Throwing them into whatever century you picked earlier, I don't remember, London, and then just having them just be, like, D&D characters in London is a whole different RPG that I'm very interested in.
That's something that could happen, though, too, is if they don't win this tournament and it just goes bad, then what if they do get sent into this rift and all of a sudden they're in modern-day 17th century London and you have, you know, four magically powered people around and now it's like, how do we, one, find a new rift to get back home, and two, what the fuck do we do now?
That's like, what was that game we had mentioned? It's on one of the episodes we mentioned, that, like, you get put into a dimension and slowly you start to change to...
Oh, that kind of happens in Torg.
Torg, thank you. And then, yeah, just having it be that, like, you gotta get out of here fast, otherwise your magic's gonna be gone and you're gonna be stuck in England. Then you could have it be that the, yeah, that thought's gone. I guess you could have it be that, oh, there you go. You could have it be that they're just trying to race to get back, to a portal, and then you could just have a Samurai Jack-esque story for the losing team.
I think we're at a point where we can jump to, recap and synopsis, unless you guys have anything else to add. We solved this one a little early.
How early is a little early?
We gave stuff for DMs to copy and paste in there. You should have fun. I really want to know if people ever run this one and tell us tell us how it went in the hive mind. Join our Discord. Tell us how it went. Tweet us at hashtag FitGDND.
So I think today I'm on the recap.
And I'm doing the synopsis.
So what we have today, we've put together that your party for some reason needs to get an audience with Cthulhu. Or some other really powerful eldritch being. And as they're kind of getting closer and closer to him, they find out that the area around his location or their location has been kind of transformed into a wrestling event. And so to progress further, they need to wrestle these deranged people and fight their way in, eventually making their way to this big deity. As they're able to kind of talk with them, they have their nice little tea time with him. If they make too many mistakes, they get sent to a different dimension, and you get to deal with that with your players.
Sam, I know we don't normally do this. Did you want to take this one? You have a much better understanding of wrestling than me.
Yes, I could. I could help you out this one time, Malcolm.
Thank you. I had some ideas, but I was like, you know what? I'll give Sam this one. I'll take the outro. No worries.
Your players, you find yourselves in a well-lit room. You look around. There's fine chandeliers hanging throughout this room. As they look more closely, they realize it's this long, elegant ballroom. And they're not really sure how they got there, but they look down. There's gorgeous marble flooring. The room is large, it's quaint, it's beautiful, and they look, and there's one round, circular table in the middle. As they approach it, they realize there's this one fancy-looking lord sitting there. He's got the powdered wig, typical gentleman attire. Invites them down to have a seat for some tea. They look wary. They look on their character sheets, and they realize that they have, you know, 5 points of exhaustion. Came out of nowhere. And then the Lord starts talking about what has happened, and they find themselves in a rift in between their own world and a completely different world. This Lord, you know, slams his cane on the floor, and they're now floating above this squared circle, and now they're, or a squared ring, and now they are in the middle of this canvas ring. The ropes are full of barbed wire. They now are on fire. It's a very confusing sight for your players. They see two men come down this entranceway with music blaring, these fans, grotesque fans, cheering. It's almost as if they've been melted to their seats. And the Lord looks at them, "You'll be playing this game. You'll be all wrestling for me. And if you don't, you're fired!" And that's where I would start that one.
All right. Not too shabby. Well, I should have pulled out the outro this time. That's my bad. Obtuse Audio is our parent company. Thanks again for listening to the podcast, everybody. This has been Malcolm, one of the hosts of Amazon Themes. What am I doing? This is a mess. I'm so sorry. We'll take it from the top in 1 second when I pull the actual things out. Why wasn't this up already?
Noob, keep all of this in. Keep them.
Wow. Betrayed. A feeling of betrayal. Thanks again for listening to Filling in the Gaps Rerolled. Our theme music today is by the band Linby off of their album Drive. If you like it, you can listen to them on their Bandcamp, or you can listen to Bombarded, their awesome podcast that is an actual play about bards. That's super cool. We're an Obtuse Audio Studios podcast, which means you can find us at obtuseaudiostudios.com. We also have a Discord, which is linked on our Twitter, which is at FitGDND. Feel free to drop by, add some ideas. We love to see you there. We love to talk to you guys. And am I forgetting anything?
I was our transition host for the beginning. My name is David. You can find me on Twitter at Daedra18, D-A-E-D-R-A-1-8.
And I was all over the place this episode. My name's Sam, or DMMambo. You can find me on Twitter at DMMambo5. You can also follow my actual play podcast, which I'm still editing. It's taking forever, at bip.dnd. That's our Twitter and Instagram handle. We'll get back live soon. Don't y'all worry. And yeah, I might record a synopsis. I kind of have now more ideas are flowing in. So if you see it, hear a different one.
You only get one.
Anyway, follow Obtuse Audio. We have merch. Give us 5-star review. And, you know, thanks for listening. Bye.
Tell your friends about us and we'll see you around.
What's in your thoughts? Oh, what's in your mind? What fills your head and what leaves it behind? It's too much today. It's too much today.
Obtuse Audio.